Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm super stoked to call you guys, man. I made some of them prop bets on the Royal Wedding.
Oh, yeah.
My bookie, and I hit big. I swear to God.
Oh, what'd you bet? So
I cashed in, man. I had 121 odds. The queen would show up looking like a withered slice of key lime pie, and I nailed it.
Oh, Donnie.
I nailed it, man. That old bird, Christy, she looked like she just hopped out of a Dr. Seuss Green Eggs and Spam book.
A little lime and violet, yes.
Her outfit was so bright when she got out of the car, I couldn't tell if it was the queen or Shrek. I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
Dress would make Willy Wonka turn vegan. Man, the only bet I actually lost was that the newlywed couple would leave in a Martini and Rossiani Spumante, man. And I did come close.
No, I think they left in a Jaguar, and I think...
Well, that was on the way to the reception.
Isn't Asti Spumante a sparkling
it
wine?
It is, yes. They took an electric Jaguar, a car that had been converted to the reception.
Okay,
they actually had the carriage right out.
You're a woman. What's up with all them weird hats they're all wearing?
It's a tradition. They all wear a hat.
It's amazing what you can do with a Frisbee.
Yeah, it's true.
Looked like the stores ran out of hats last week, and them women are just picking anything out of a dishwasher to throw on their heads. that one chick looked like she was wearing a ceiling fan. I don't know her name. There's another wearing a hat. Looked like she murdered a flock of flamingos. And just, I swear to God, it's crazy. Seeing a woman looked like she plucked a pigeon off the street and stapled it to her head, and it was still moving during the ceremony, and luckily she's wearing a spotted dress so it hurt all the bird droppings.
Kathy Lee did have
church,
a swan
man,
on her head.
Who decorated that church, Sinatra? Because it looked like it was about half church and 40% nightclub from Vegas in the 60s or something. It didn't look like a real church. My favorite part of the whole wedding was when Spike Lee gave the sermon. Man, he's aged, too.
Oh, boy.
Was not Spike Lee.
And don't
did
let
you
Spike
see them other celebs? Elton John ain't aging well, neither. His hair is one big hump now, and his glasses are so round and bug-like, it makes his entire face look like a Volkswagen. I swear to God. David Beckham's was there. I'm sure you've seen him, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
James Blunt.
Yep.
George Clooney. I know he's high on your spank bank list. I mean, you'd have to be a prince to invite all them three to your wedding.
Sure.
Oh, and Clooney's hot wife was anal.
It's
she
Amal.
Was there.
Yeah, it's Amal, I think, yeah.
You know you got to be comfortable with backdoor action if everyone starts calling you anal right
oh
your face.
Oh, my God.
Well, back in high school, we had a chick we called Backseat Becky, but not to her face. We showed proper respect and only said it behind her back.
Oh.
That's nice.
I guess it could be worse. Clooney's chick could be in, like, golden showers or something, and everybody be calling her urinal or combine the two, urinal, whatever. Oh. That wedding took forever, man. I mean, speed it up next time, Harry. There's no end in sight. Felt like I was watching two bow-legged lesbians trying to scissor. When's this going to end?
Oh, Donnie.
Amal.
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 Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why?
because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes
and a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're gonna like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.